Lord equals Jehovah by Keith H. Masservey. We are frequently told that Jesus Christ is the God of the Old Testament. See Bible Dictionary Jehovah, pages 710 through 711. But when we open our Bibles, we find little evidence that this is so. What is missing in the translations is clear in the original Hebrew text, where Jehovah, the Savior's Old Testament name, appears over 5,000 times. Why then is Jehovah missing from our Bible translations? The answer can be found in the way his name has been treated by Jews since the days of Malachi and Zechariah. Jehovah is the name of God, and devout Jews out of reverence for him never say his name. Instead, they substitute Adonai, a Hebrew title meaning Lord. So whenever they speak of him or read aloud his name from Scripture, they substitute Adonai, Lord. Lord in small capital letters. King James translators of the Hebrew Bible followed Jewish practice. Instead of printing Jehovah, the name of God, they substitute the English title Lord, printed in small capitals every time the name Jehovah appeared in the Hebrew text. Lord in lowercase letters, as with capital L-O-R-D and lowercase L-O-R-D in the King James Version of the Bible. Capital L-O-R-D is a title that refers to rulers of various kinds, heavenly and earthly, such as God, King, Husband, Governor, Prince, Prophet, Father, Captain, and Angel. The heavenly ruler is designated by capital L-O-R-D, Lord, the earthly ruler by lowercase L-O-R-D, Lord. Neither of these titles printed in lowercase letters is a substitution for the name Jehovah. Simply put, capital L-O-R-D equals Jehovah, while capital L-O-R-D slash lowercase L-O-R-D refers to an earthly or heavenly ruler. Knowing the distinction between Lord spelled with all capitals, L-O-R-D, and Lord spelled with a capital L but lowercase O-R-D helps us understand the story of Hannah and Eli in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 1 through 28. In verse 11, Hannah makes a vow with the Lord for a child. Then when Eli, the high priest, accuses her of being drunk, verse 14, Hannah says, "No, my lowercase Lord." Her use of lowercase Lord shows her reverence for the high priest. Her calling upon capital L-O-R-D, Lord, shows her pleading with Jehovah. When we understand the distinctions between capital L-O-R-D, capital L and lowercase O-R-D, and lowercase L-O-R-D, we can see what publishers have done. We can find Jesus Christ in the Old Testament by substituting Jehovah for Lord in all capital letters whenever it appears. Then something wonderful happens. Jehovah, who is Jesus Christ, appears from beginning to end of this great book as the God of the Old Testament. The Savior's ministry on earth did not begin with his birth. He is the eternal, capitalized, I Am, the Lord God, omnipotent, who appeared to the patriarchs and prophets of old, who delivered Israel from Egypt, who gave the law on Sinai, and who guided and inspired the righteous prophets, priests, seers, judges, and kings of the Old Testament. Gospel topics: Jesus Christ, Bible, Jehovah, Lord, translation. Note: Keith H. Masservey is an emeritus professor of ancient scripture at Brigham Young University and a member of the Pleasant View 3rd Ward, Provo, Utah, Sharon E. Stake. End of note. End of the article. Capital Lord equals Jehovah by Keith H. Masservey.